I call the House Committee on Rules to order and open an organizational meeting. The committee assistant will call the roll.
Representative Gerard?
Here.
Representative Gelter?
Here.
Representative Jensen?
Here.
Representative Nolan?
Here.
Representative Reed?
Excused.
Vice Chair Berger?
Here.
Vice Chair Edwards?
Here.
Chair Roblin?
Here. Thank you. Kind of the first board order of business is I will entertain a motion to adopt the proposed committee rules. Representative Edwards.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee adopt the House committee report or the proposed rules for the Rules Committee as presented to us here.
Mr. Chair.
Oh, that's clear.
Okay, Representative Edwards has made a motion to adopt the proposed rules stated 11609. Representative Berger.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, would you entertain comments on this motion on the rules?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. I have had, as you know, we have discussed in the among us and with regard to the changes in the rules of the House, and as regards to rule number 16 on our document, the minority report, there is a change in that we must, in order to have a minority report, there must be documents submitted concerning the issues on the minority report ahead of time. So I guess what I would like for you to be sure to put on the record for my sort of sense of security that if documents are brought to you with that in mind or even without that in mind by members, that they will be distributed so that they will be available under this rule. It is the one hiccup I can see here is if that you choose not to distribute something, then we can't, it stops the process. And so I just want your assurance on the record. Thank you.
I appreciate the question, and actually I appreciate the concern, because we would really like this to be that kind of open place where all of the ideas are discussed. And you have my assurance that if you bring an amendment here and hand it to the administrator, it will be distributed, and you will have the opportunity to make the motion or not. We'll talk about that, because I think sometimes there are people who really don't want to make the motion at the time, but would like to distribute. That will meet, and I will at that moment or at that time also make a statement for the record that it has been distributed to our committee.
Appreciate it.
Yes. Any other discussions with regard to the rules? Seeing none, is there anyone, anybody opposed to the rules? Since there's no opposition, we will move the rules adopted. Thank you very much. Further discussion, and I guess this time what I'd really like to do is just go around and have everybody say a little bit about themselves and what they hope or whatever with respect to being on rules. I appreciate the fact that we're all here, and I'll start with Representative Gelser. We just got to do this a few moments ago.
We did, and I think the first thing that I'd like to say is that I asked to be on this committee because I heard that Representative Roblin was going to chair the committee.
Oh, my God.
I did that to her in the last meeting.
Wow. It's payback. By the time it gets over here, it's going to be real.
Chris, why don't you change seats with Sarah?
No, I'm looking forward to the work that we'll do on this committee. I'm Sarah Gelser, and I'm the state representative from Corvallis and Philomath. And I have many constituents who come to talk to me regularly about campaign finance reform, about election reform, about initiative reform. I look forward to taking up some of those issues here and grappling with some of the more delicate issues that come our way towards the end of the session as well. So thanks for having me as part of your committee.
Thank you. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Bob Jensen, state representative from House District 58, which is the great Pendleton country. Most of you have, being very observant folks, as legislators have already noted, that I'm kind of hobbling around here on some sort of artificial device to keep me upright in enable me to get up and down the halls. For the record, that was a knee replacement. For years, I had trouble explaining the fact that I had a bad knee. And I've had a bad knee for a long, long time. In fact, it goes back to my very youth. When I finished college and graduate school, I went into teaching at the college level, community college level, in Oregon. And my area of expertise, if that's not overly exaggerating my own importance, was sociology. Sociologists are supposed to be very strange and peculiar people with strange and peculiar ideas. Nobody would believe the true story that the trouble I was having with my knee was because as a younger person, way back somewhere around the Last Supper, I got bucked off a bucking horse, and I got my knee broken and my leg broken above and below where the knee was broken. And of course, at the time of the Last Supper, the area of orthopedic surgery was in its real infancy.
Leeches, I think.
And consequence, I spent a month in traction in the hospital, and then I spent a month more in a cast that extended from my chest to the tip of my toes. Getting out of this, being sawed out of that cast, I then proceeded to spend the next 3 months in a brace which held my knee and leg absolutely rigid. I could move back and forth, but long story short is I had a knee that just really gave me a lot of trouble. And yeah, but now, as a state representative from House District 58, the home of the world-famous Roundup, it's a perfectly legitimate story to tell about having been bucked off a bucking horse. It is a pleasure to be on the Rules Committee, and like my friend and colleague to left, I've had a lot of discussion over the last couple of years now regarding the ethics reform. And bills that we passed out of this body a couple of years ago, and I've attended numerous local government meetings that were called specifically to try to find ways to coerce people into not resigning their positions on various and sundry boards, and so it is with some reservation, but also some enthusiasm that I have of approaching taking on this topic and trying to as a body and as a committee. Trying our level best to, not only remain true to the intent and spirit of ethics reform, but also to trying to put it into a way that somehow craft it in a way that is not going to seem terribly offensive to many of the folks that are going to have to comply with this, and many of the people who have taken currently the position that they were not going to comply with it and therefore resigned. And that's a real big problem for communities like mine, where we have some very small communities, and the responsibility of being on the Planning Commission in in Helix, Oregon, is, I would submit, no less a responsibility than it would be being on the Planning Commission in Portland, Oregon. The number of people involved may be very different. The particular value of some real estate may be very different, but fundamentally it's the same issue. So I'm not being naive about this. I don't envision that this is going to be without some conflict and without some problem. But my sincere hope, Mr. Chairman, and other members of the committee, is that we will be able to do a job that the good people of the state of Oregon are going to appreciate the effort and appreciate that what we have done and are doing for them. Thank you for indulging me for
Thank
a
you.
Lot longer introduction. But you called this meeting at
That's
3
right.
o'clock,
I'm
where
right.
I could have been on the road home.
I am
so. you gave me the floor. So.
I agree.
Okay.
Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Chris Edwards. I'm from West Eugene, or House District 14, which represents West Eugene and Junction City. I echo some of the same sentiments presented by my colleague to my left here, minus the part about being bucked off the horse.
Oh.
That I have not been bucked off a horse, but I strongly believe to my core that we need to, in all of our actions, be working toward rebuilding the trust between citizens and the government. It's been at a low for a long time, and that's across the political spectrum. I'm passionate about that topic and that issue and that overarching theme in what we do around here, and I think this is a great committee to be doing that from, and am honored to be serving with all of you on it.
Yeah, well, Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for being a little bit late. I'm Tobias Reed. I'm from House District 27, which is Beaverton, some of southwest Portland, a little bit of unincorporated Washington and Multnomah counties. I've made the comparison for a while that serving in the legislature is a little bit like starting college with committees, a bit like classes. So I'm excited to be starting a new class with this committee. Would echo the comments that I've heard before about the need to rebuild trust in government, and I'm excited to learn and participate in that discussion. Thanks.
Thank you. Representative Garrard.
Oh, I'm Representative Garrard, District 56, which is really southern Klamath County. I was thinking, Mr. Chair, in my first session here, which I shared with Representative Nolan, I was on the Rules Committee, and a fellow by the name of Mr. Carl Wilson was the chair of that Rules Committee back then. And our main issues in 2001 were redistricting, because it said it was the Rules and Redistricting Committee. And we had the beer and wine folks fighting with the grocery people over whether to give credit or not. Those were the two big issues that the Rules Committee dealt with in 2001. In regards to Representative Jensen, there are many of us who feel that it is not his knees that need to be replaced. I have served with Chair Roblin all during the interim on his Agriculture Committee, and you are one of the finest and best chairs in this building, and I am very pleased to be here as a part of this committee, because we do have to take a look at some pretty good stuff. But this is a great looking committee, so I'm looking forward to it, keeping my fingers crossed, as you are and as Bob is, in that we have 250 miles to drive on Fridays whenever this committee is over, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
So, but I look forward to serving with you.
Thank you. Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mary Nolan, representing House District 36, which is downtown and southwest Portland. I represent a very compact district, but one that actually is a microcosm of Oregon, having high-rise multi-million-dollar residences and the second largest subsidized housing project in the state. So my constituency runs the gamut. People tend to think of my district only associated with the first half of what I described, but poverty is a very real part of the district that I serve as well. And I am looking forward to a productive discussion. We've got some lively things to tackle, but I think, Mr. Chair, under your leadership and with the caliber and integrity of the people I know on this committee, we'll get it done.
Thank you very much. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Vicki Berger, as I explained in the last committee to the mobs in the audience, this welcome to my district. I serve the Salem area, including downtown and the Capitol building. So all of you, welcome to my district. And I can see a couple of you are pretty anxious to get out of here. So I will be brief in saying that I served on rules for the first time last session with our esteemed chair. It was an incredible experience, and some of the things that we dealt with are back. Ethics, some of the issues around our initiative process are back. I loved tackling these things last time. There will be new and more exciting ones, I'm sure, that will come our way. Look forward to serving with all of you, because for some of you, you haven't gotten into really ethics yet. Good luck. You know. Have fun. And I do want to point out that our esteemed committee administrator worked with me on the Law Commission ethics review. So he and I go back a long way on this particular topic, and I'm really excited to have him right here to remind me of what we said and did in my ongoing saga over government ethics and ethics reform. So thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm really happy to be serving, and I'm really happy to be serving with these folks and you.
And I'm Representative Arnie Roblin, District 9, which is from Coos Bay on the south to Florence on the north, a little slice of the Oregon coast, a beautiful part of Oregon. And as Representative Berger just mentioned, the two of us were on rules last session, and it was an amazing experience. It tends to be a committee where lots of people come visit on certain issues. And they can go long into the evenings and other kinds of things. So be prepared. And oftentimes we don't know exactly which ones of the bills that is going to be. So we do get sent to us some surprises from time to time. I am truly honored to have the people who are on this committee. I respect all of you and have had the opportunity to work with many of you at different times on different kinds of committees. I think this is a really great committee. Look forward to the different issues we're going to have in front of us. And I guess with that, I would like to have our administrator just give a few words about himself, because I think it's good to know, and then we'll talk a little bit about some procedural things that I would like to talk about. So, yes.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sure. I'm Jerry Watson, committee administrator, and I appreciate the opportunity to work with all of you on this committee. I'm an attorney and a teacher by background, a political science professor, so I have some involvement with community colleges as well. I serve on the Chemeketa Board of, Board of Education. As Representative Berger mentioned, I worked with the Oregon Law Commission really the last legislative session, to some extent the session before. One of my areas of responsibility was government ethics. To a much lesser extent, campaign finance issues that came before the committee. So I have some familiarity with the issues and some of the issues that will come before you. Others are quite new to me, as I imagine they're quite new to you. And I would be happy to work with you and meet with either any of you at any time. So please contact me if you have any questions.
And our assistant.
Mike Ryder, my fifth session.
Thank you, Mike. And with that, I guess the few things that I really want to mention before we get going is I really believe that the institution and this portion, the committee's portion of this institution, works best when we have real lively discussions, when all of the issues get presented and we make decisions based on what we all, and it won't always be, you know, hand in hand, but what they have really, the ideas have been discussed and all of the options have been presented, and we move forward something that we can be proud of and will help move Oregon forward. Every year, we come back, and I am reminded that the first year I came back, there was this little bill on 20-mile-an-hour zones around schools that everybody was waiting to get back to so they could change the rule. And I was just elected, so I was willing to vote to change it because it had caused a lot of issues in my town. But the members who had been here and voted for it were the most anxious to get something on there, except for the two who said that over and over again how they had voted no. The only two. And they pointed that out to everybody all the time. So there are opportunities every session when we get together to look back at what we have done. And in that light, next Friday, sorry about that, I'm going to try to have Fridays so that we don't have to be so late. But next Friday we're going to hear, have a hearing, informational one, on what has transpired with the ethics rule and Senate Bill 10. And so we'll get some information. We'll have other people come in and talk about the kinds of the problems, because I do see that as one of the things that we will be working on. The following Monday, we're still working on trying to get possibly a joint meeting with the Senate rules on initiative reform and having a hearing on that, so that, again, just an open one. We know that there are some bills out there. They aren't all in the hopper yet, but we need to start getting up to speed with what kinds of things. We made some changes last time. How did those work? What kinds of things did they notice that are still an issue? And there have been a lot of groups working, work groups out there in the interim with a lot of different ideas, and we need to start getting that stuff in here so we can start thinking about it and putting it together. And the other big thing I want is that if you have suggestions, if there are issues that are really important to you, don't hesitate to talk to the administrator, come to me, come to vice chairs. Let's get that stuff out here so that we have it on in front of us. The 30th, which is also a Friday, we will be not having a meeting, so if you want to put that in your schedules, we won't have a meeting on the 30th. There were people already who had decided that they were not going to be able to be here, and I am like you. Much of our work will happen towards the end of this session, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done behind the scenes. If there are work groups that we set up, usually informally, please be sure to let me know if you are really interested in being on those. If there are work groups that you think we should have that I haven't thought about, please get a hold of me. We can talk about that as well. So right now we have no meeting on Monday. We have this organization meeting, no meeting on Wednesday, so you can plan. Then Friday and the following, on the 23rd, we have the informational meetings. So that's kind of where we're at. And we'll try to get some calendars out to people. Any other questions or concerns or thoughts? The biggest issue for me is I personally am not a person that loves surprises. I don't know how many people here are. I will try to keep things out so everybody knows, and as I have told our vice chairs, as things come up, if it can't get out quickly, I'll get them, and we'll try to get that to everybody so that we know what's coming up. And if at any time you feel you need to have, you know, ask for a short recess, whatever it needs, our issue is to make people feel that they get their voice, they have their voice, and then we move on. At the end, we always take a vote. So, I mean, that's the way this process works. So, any other questions or thoughts? Thank you very much. Seeing nothing else, we will adjourn the Committee on Rules. And thanks all for being here, for getting it started.